From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. Among children who grow up in poverty, some do well, others struggle. So why the difference? A group of researchers from Brown and the University of Oregon set out to find some answers. NPR's Elise Spiegel has this story on their study and what they learned.
The experiment began in a small spare room. There was a chair for the mother to sit in, her 5-month-old baby on her lap, and then a television which played a soothing video. Soothing the baby, says researcher Liz Conrad, was the point of all of this, because they needed to take a measure of the baby's breathing and heartbeat when the baby was calm. And so, on the screen, circles of gently colored shapes flickered and music softly played.
One of Mozart's pieces, I can hum it if you want. It goes like, da 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 da.
In this video from the study, you can see a mother and child steadily rocking back and forth. The mother, like every mother in the study, lives in poverty and likely is struggling with other things as well, physical abuse, mental illness. This means that the child on her lap, the 5-month-old with a curl of hair, probably won't have an easy time. So will this particular kid struggle with behavior problems and dysfunction? Or will she thrive despite the hard road she's on? Liz Conrad wanted to know if there was some way to predict, to see into the future. So she taped a sensor to the baby's chest to monitor her breathing and heartbeat, a simple physical measure.
It's how your heart rate changes in response to breathing. When you inhale, your heart rate increases, and when you exhale, your heart rate decreases.
That happens with everybody.
It happens with everybody.
And this can tell researchers which babies are vigilant about their environment and which babies are less sensitive to what's going on around them. See, we all have different set points of this measurement. Sometimes there's a big difference between our heart rate when we breathe in and out, and sometimes the difference is small. And in very young babies, researchers have noticed that when there's a big difference and the set point is high, babies tend to have great attention, can focus for long periods of time on the things in their environment.
When you're presenting them with a new toy, they're going to really look at it and inspect it. But they also may be more irritable and fussy when parts of their environment are changing.
And in babies where the set point is low and there isn't much difference,
they might lose interest after a couple minutes. But they're also not going to be as fussy or irritable.
So this one valuable measurement, Conrad says, can tell you something about how the baby's nervous system responds to the world around it. Babies with high set points are sensitive babies when it comes to their environment. Babies with low set points, not so much. Which brings us back to the study. Conrad and her colleagues wanted to see if this simple measure, which is easy to get,
something that you can identify right away, essentially, potentially even prenatally,
could be used to predict how children in poverty would do as they walk down their hard road. And so, a year after taking this first measurement, the same mothers and their children came back to the lab for 2 more tests. First, the children were evaluated for behavioral problems. The researchers asked the mothers questions about how often their toddlers were aggressive or anxious. And then the researchers turned to the babies to see how they actually behave. This video is from the study. In it, you see the mother and her toddler. They're in a strange room where the child has never been, and the toddler is playing happily. Jeff Mizell, who co-authored this study, explains what happened next.
At some point, the mom gets a signal from the researcher to leave the room. And for most babies, when the mom leaves the room, because this is a strange, weird place, the baby reacts.
You can see this on the video. For an instant, there's a look of surprise as mom simply gets up and leaves without warning. The toddler's mouth falls open in disbelief. And then but the part of the procedure that is most important to the researchers is what happens when the mother comes back.
It's how that baby greets or responds to her mother when she comes back that gives us some picture, some clue of the kind of history that these two have had together.
If the toddler is easily soothed by the mother, researchers conclude that their attachment is strong and the environment the toddler has grown up in is relatively secure. But if the toddler doesn't seem comfortable with the mother and can't be soothed, the researchers conclude that the attachment is poorer and the environment the child is growing up in is probably unstable.
Gives us some sense that that's probably the way in which those two have been interacting together over time.
Which, finally, brings us back to that original measure of breathing and heartbeats. The researchers found that the children who seemed less sensitive as infants ended up in the middle of the pack when it came to problem behaviors as toddlers. But kids who were sensitive as babies had two very different reactions to their worlds. If the baby had an insecure attachment to its mother, their behavior was deeply troubled, by far the worst. But if they had a secure attachment,
those were the kids who were doing the best, the absolute best of all the other babies in our sample at a year and a half. They had far and away the lowest reported problem behaviors.
In fact, the behavior of sensitive children with secure attachments compared favorably to the behavior of children whose environments were often much, much easier.
These babies were looking a lot better behaviorally than a lot of babies growing up in middle class and advantaged samples.
Better than a lot of babies growing up in middle class and advantaged homes. So the researchers hope that this simple measure, breathing heartbeat, might one day be used to find sensitive children in poverty who need more stability and who prosper when they get it. They believe they found a biological marker which suggests that these children will be more sensitive to their environment, for better and for worse. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.